From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, a little myth-busting that the Model T got great gas mileage. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Luke Burbank. It is Wednesday, November 21st.
Luke was smart. He took off before this Wednesday, the biggest travel day of the year. I, unfortunately, not as smart.
Not as smart as the other guy.
I'm going to be traveling for the very first time on a plane on the Thanksgiving holiday. I've never done this before.
The first time on a plane on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's not like the stewardess has to hold your hand to deliver you.
Well, she might.
Flight attendant. So what's your strategy?
I followed all those morning show chat show rules. I sent the bags ahead. I have the Ziploc bags for my liquids. I've printed my boarding passes. I've said a couple of Hail Marys. I'm ready. I'm a little scared.
What I do is...
send me in, coach.
I fill my pockets.
I fill
my pockets with the Ziploc bags. I seal myself in a Ziploc bag. I sometimes hire the artist Christo to seal the airport in a Ziploc bag. If we just have Ziploc bags, I think the theory goes, then the terrorists lose.
I think there's somebody at Ziploc who's got your name on their next ad campaign.
You know, Pesca's not my original
Pesca
name.
Pesca for Ziploc.
It's Zip.
Pesca is Italian for Ziploc, apparently, not Fitch. Coming up on the show today, the Mideast peace process. Okay, so they're going to have this big conference in Annapolis, Maryland next week. 49 people invited. The big question is, will it be like a Mary Tyler Moore party and nobody will come, or it'll just be really boring and people will say, we're out of here in 20 minutes. We'll talk about the Mideast peace process.
Well, they're giving it a day to work out.
A whole day.
Conference. That should do it. And also, nuclear questions. The U.S. and Pakistan are reportedly playing a high-stakes game of 20 questions. It's true. They have to do it to get around non-proliferation treaties. There's precedent, which we'll talk about. The U.S. plays 20 questions with its nuclear friends in order to give out good nuclear advice.
Plus, singer-songwriter and now Bryant Park Project guest commentator Jill Solbule weighs in on the writer's strike through song, of course. We'll also head over to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a moment. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
He was not involved, and that allegation is not true in terms of leaking classified information, nor would he condone it.
The man talking is former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan. The date was 2003. The he, Karl Rove, talking about Karl Rove and Scooter Libby in their role in the outing of former CIA agent Valerie Plame. 4 years and a fat book advance later, a very different story is coming out in McClellan's new memoir, What Happened Inside the Bush White House and What's Wrong with Washington.
Now, the book won't be released until next April, but in a 3-paragraph excerpt released yesterday, McClellan not only puts the Plame blame on Rove and Libby, but also points a finger directly at President Bush.
And about his famous, or more accurately, infamous 2003 White House press corps remarks clearing Rove and Libby of any involvement in the scandal, McClellan writes that it wasn't true. Here's a quote. I unknowingly passed along false information, and 5 of the highest-ranking officials in the administration were involved in my doing so. Rove, Libby, the vice president, the president's chief of staff, and the president himself.
Current White House press secretary Dana Perino says that the excerpt, quote, isn't clear, but that the president, quote, he has not and would not ask his spokespeople to pass on false information. Valerie Plame released a statement saying she's, quote, shocked and outraged at McClellan's accusations.
Let's review. In 2005, a jury found that Libby lied to a grand jury and to federal investigators about whether the Bush administration deliberately outed Plame to journalists in 2003 to retaliate against her husband, Joe Wilson, who wrote an editorial in the New York Times casting blame on the Bush administration. You got that clear? We remember this whole thing. President Bush said, okay, Libby's conviction stands, but he commuted Libby's 30-month prison sentence in July. Karl Rove resigned from the administration last August, but now McClellan claims that the involvement of Bush and Libby could lead, and his claims could lead to an investigation of whether those two men could be charged with felonies of illegal activity and obstruction of justice.
And then 30-something, McClellan loyally followed Bush from Texas to the White House to replace Ari Fleischer as press secretary in 2003. It was only a couple months into the post that He made those cover statements for his new bosses. McClellan resigned in April of last year. That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.